Yes. 3:9. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God indeed. It's 7 o'clock, Wednesday night service. So glad to have y'all with us tonight. All of you watching online, welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. Let's all just turn everything off and just get ready to worship the Lord this evening and also to hear His Word. Zinni, we're going to stand. We'll go to the Lord in prayer. Does anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? Yes, Miss Lori. Unspoken prayer request, absolutely. Anyone else on my right side tonight? Okay, great. Anyone on the left side with a spoken prayer request tonight? Miss Jenya? Okay. Absolutely, most definitely will. Most definitely will. Anyone else in the congregation? Don't want to miss anyone. Okay.
Grandmother,
absolutely.
In fact, she was one of the charter members of the little church.
Oh, was she?
Not far back. You know, the Mars family.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And also for Miss Kate and your family. We want to keep them in prayer, too. And if you have a prayer request, just to show, by showing them, raising your hands, I'm sorry. Praise God. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you again for allowing us to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, as we come together tonight, dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord. Lord, ready to praise and worship you, ready to receive your word. Lord, the comfort that only you can provide. Dear Lord, as these prayer requests go forth, Lord, we know that you can be with those families that's lost a loved one, those that are struggling right now with health issues and needs. Lord, those in nursing homes and assisted living. Lord, we know how great thou art. And, dear Lord, you know even those unspoken. Lord, you know the depths of our hearts, dear Lord. And we're just going to give this service to you tonight. We're just going to worship and praise you and give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says,
amen,
amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. While you're standing, turn to page 390. There's power in the blood. I need y'all to help. I want to hear y'all resonate.
Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's one
Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you can. We're going to go ahead and take up our evening offering and then call on a few special singers. I know I've already asked Sister Susan. Brother Jim, you got a song for us tonight if you have time to? I can do this. You can get your song together if you want to. Praise the Lord. Sister Brenda, are you able to sing tonight? Okay. Praise God. Well, thank you, Brother Bitsy. Praise the Lord. As announcements, don't forget about all the activities and all the ministries. Don't forget our multi-church service we're having this Sunday night, March 20th. Be sure and mark your calendar for that. Praise the Lord. Right. Brother Bitsy, thank you. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen.
I want to praise the Lord for touching Brandon. Still not fully there yet, but I know the Lord's going to do it for him. Amen. And I want to continue to praise him, even if we don't just see just a little bit of improvement. But I guess like everybody, he has good days and bad days, but I still want to thank the Lord for touching him. Just suppose God searched through heaven. He couldn't find one willing to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed to buy eternal life for you and me. Prayed, Father, let it pass from me. I'm so glad he never called heaven's angels. From these hands pull these nails that torment me. Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, and had it not been for the old
Jesus. Praise the Lord. You ready, Brother Jim? No? I appreciate it. I know you are.
Praise God. It's good to be in God's house tonight. You know, there's so much going on around us today. I was telling Karen coming over here, I said, you know, it doesn't matter who it is, what family it is, everybody's got something staring up their life. And, you know, and there's only one person to go to, only one person to give us relief. And it sure ain't in Washington. It's up here. All right? Praise God. So, all right, brother.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. My hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my precious way Lord, lingers, precious Lord, precious Lord, precious Lord, linger, precious Lord, when my life is on.
Lead me home. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God's Amen. Good, isn't he?
Yes, he is. All
just time. To just give you a little update here, very brief update. First of all, thank you so very
much. It was
much.
On, is it?
Thank you very much for the prayers.
Is that better? Mom appreciates them. Can you can hear me without a mic?
Just to let you know,
this past Sunday morning, Mother took a tumble out of her bed there at Ashbrook and took quite a bump on the head. And one of her heroes is here tonight. Logan was one of the EMS workers that was there. The transport. I don't sound it.
This will work.
I don't know. Okay. Okay, but anyway, Mother took a tumble, and they took her to Tanner, where we did some x-rays and a CAT scan, CT scan. She has a little cut, a pretty good-sized cut here, mostly a peel back, and it took 6 stitches there. But in doing the CT scan, they found out that there was something on the left side, which was abnormal. It was a brain bleed, and they think that it was not... part of the fall, that it might have been there because the way that it looked, and it already had some swelling and around it, and the area just looked like the blood had been there for quite a while. So they suggested, in fact, they transported her to Atlanta WellStar. That's where she is now. And basically, with her age, there's very little that they can do with that. And she has an advanced directive that prohibits certain medical things as far as what she called life support. She didn't know, I want to be a part of that, didn't want to have that at all, and specifically said that she didn't ever want to have a feeding tube. She knew what Kevin's feeding tube was, so those were the two main things, that along with the central line that would keep her going. So we had talked with the doctors and made preparation to bring her back to Ashbrook, hopefully tomorrow, and she will be there under hospice comfort care. So continue to keep her in your prayers. She seems to be resting and is eating a little bit of pureed food. But other than that, just pretty much bed rest right now. So keep her in your prayers. And one good thing about getting her back at Ashbrook, if anybody does want to visit her there, you can. They would only let one person go, and that was me over there to the hospital. But And you're more than welcome when we get her situated to come and see her and just say hello. And she'd love it. She'll be able to hear you. She may not be able to tell you anything, but just keep her in your prayers. And I'm going to sing Just a Little Talk with Jesus, because that's what I've been doing this week.
Amen.
Okay, baby. I love my wife. I sometimes act like I don't, but she keeps me straight. That's a full-time job, ain't it, baby? I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. Then a little light from heaven filled my soul. Well, he bathed my heart in love, and he wrote my name above. Just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry. He'll answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turn it. Know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Sometimes my path seems drear without a ray of cheer. Then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. The mist of sin may rise and hide the starry skies. Just a little talk with Jesus clears the way. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will hear our faintest cry.
He'll answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turn it. Know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears.
Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Everybody sing it. Let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry. He'll answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turn him. Know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. We used to sing a life verse. It's not in the book, but when we was at Rock Mart, we'd sing it like this. Alright, 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 alright. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Alright, 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 alright. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry. He'll answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turn in. Know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. And it does. Amen. Praise God.
I know Brother Eddie's been going through, sitting in the hospitals, driving that traffic, as he said earlier. And him and I, he had texted me last night and wasn't sure about moving Miss Kate and doing the things they're doing. So he asked me to be on standby, and he was able to make it here by service. But we love our pastor.
Thanks.
And we just want to stand behind him in everything that we do, Brother Eddie. Praise the Lord. I'll go ahead and change over Thomas, make it easier. So I got some scripture for tonight, got a thought, and just if y'all would, just turn to Psalms 23, probably one of the most, the most familiar, the most comfortable scripture that we can read. We're going to do the whole entirety of Psalms 23 tonight, and then I'll give you a little background, a little update on where we are right now, but y'all would, we're just a go ahead and start the scripture. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointeth my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God for his word. Brother Eddie, would you ask the Lord to bless our message tonight? Yes,
Lord. God, use Brother Jim, Lord, as a vessel, speak through him tonight, God, that it might sustain us, that it might enrich us spiritually. God, we'll be so careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus'
name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Turn around and just tell somebody how much Jesus loves them. Praise the Lord. I can kind of open up with this, and I'm going to be honest with you. The subject matter and the thoughts that's going through my mind, I could say it's almost a continuation from last Wednesday night when I had the honor to stand in front of y'all. But something's been on my heart and my mind. And, you know, last week it was running the race with Jesus. But this one, and the Lord won't let me, I just couldn't get rid of it. And it's the term loneliness. And that loneliness, I didn't want to go into sorrow and all, but it's the actual word loneliness. And it's really been on my heart. I was able to help minister to a family that had lost a loved one this weekend. Every time you turn on TV, you see the news and you hear the cries for help. and fears that we're facing right now, and then hearing the current events and so many situations, that word loneliness can be fit into so many things. It's not just that I'm in a place by myself, but there's so many things that loneliness can surround us and squeeze us off. It seems to take the joy, take all the excitement of life. It seems to put us in that situation, and then it creates fear in so many places. And I was looking for scripture, and I've been reading in Psalms, and I went back when I got home. I had to go in the office today, and I started early part of Psalms, probably two or three, and I just kept reading through. And I was reading the psalmist and the different things, and he's crying out to God for assistance and help and everything. And I was just looking, and sure, you can Google loneliness, you can Google the different words, but I was really looking for comfort. And as I got closer and closer, I knew Psalms 23 was coming up. And then when I got to it, it just, that's it. Even though it's so familiar, and many of us, and I want to say this, guilty myself, certain familiar passages that mean so much to us, when we read it over and over, we tend to run through it. And it's just like, okay, I've read that, you know. The Lord is my shepherd. But when you really break it down, and I want us to look at it tonight, and then we're going to go over to Romans if we have enough time. But I want us to think about this loneliness. I'm a military veteran. I was raised, my father's a World War II vet, early Korea era. And there's so many things that I was raised around the military and raised around the structure that's built around it. And my generation is pretty much no man left behind. And we just go in and take things. And with everything that's happened, and I'm not getting political really, but seeing this new modern day time where the news can come out. And I know Vietnam, they had the reporters in there, but it was very doctored, and there was things they could make sure they flashed what they wanted, their agenda. But with the social media, there's things coming in now that you see in that mama holding her babies with a rifle sitting beside her and her crying for help. You see these things going, and this is not a night of, I guess I do want to get that loneliness. I don't have that sunken eyes, that fear in your face. Even when we have a loved one, you know, whether they're sick or they're going through something that we can't seem to fix, or even if it's financial, it could be monetary, like I said, it could be maybe even a situation in a marriage. That loneliness I asked God, I said, what do I need to do? What are you showing me? And the only comfort I can find, and that's the next word, it's loneliness and comfort. The only comfort I can find is from God's own word. But to believe that and to go into it, I want us to look at Psalms 23 tonight. But I want to set this base of where I want to go with this, and I want you to think about it. I don't know your situation. I'm not saying everybody's got problems, because you've seen me. I'm going to tell you I'm blessed, because I am. I'm going to tell you everything's okay. I'm going to say all is well. I'm going to say I believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And when He calls me home, I'm going home. And I know what He's got planned for me. And he's building that mansion. He's with that mansion now. He said, if it was not so, he would have told me, right? He said he had to leave to send the comforter to us. But the direction that I want to go with this is I'm thinking about David and some of the writings. And it says the Psalm of David. The first thing to get that comfort in this loneliness the Lord showed me is I've got to know who my Lord is, but where my comfort comes from. And the first thing he says is, the Lord is my shepherd. And if you know how we study David, there are those times he's down, going through so much, and he's asking for forgiveness, or those times he really realizes, praise God, and he goes in that direction. But he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's a statement of faith. So in this loneliness, in these situations, in these worldly times, and even in our personal walk, there are times we've got to know, as it's been said up here from the pulpit, that God's got a plan. And he has our interest, our best interest in my heart for us, because he loves us. And that love endures everything. God's love will carry us through the traumas of life. It'll carry us through those times that the doors are shut that you feel like should be open, or the cupboard's bare, or the bills keep piling up, or there is that issue in a marriage or in a relationship or with our children. There's death in the family. And as I said, the loneliness that has been coming to my face, and like I said, I saw some a lot Sunday afternoon. And I'm glad that I was able to be there, because I want God to use anything that he brings in front of me for me to grow and for me to help others. Not that I'm any better than anybody else. I want y'all to do the same thing. I want you to feel that compassion. I want us to feel it. But just look at this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That is faith, and it's a strong statement no matter where you are. Whether you're in a trench somewhere, or whether you're being bombarded with all these things coming against us. But listen to this. Then it turns around and he says, he maketh me lie down in green pastures. We're going to stop right there. What do you think of a green pasture? What do we see? Not only the beauty and the calmness in that case, but the grazing or the enrichment of everything that green pasture offers. You know, living out here, we see plenty of animals in the pastures and all. But that green pasture, we do the food plots, and we get excited when that beautiful food plot comes up where we hunt. And then he says, he leadeth me beside still waters. Now, I know this is all familiar, but let me, please indulge me. For anyone that knows anything about sheep, and I'm learning, I've not really been around sheep, but in studying Scripture and some of the commentaries, they're very nervous. You can't be by a babbling brook. They would keep, but the still waters, they're very calm. He brings them to a green pasture with calm waters that they can nourish themselves. But then he comes into something really powerful to me. He says, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So this journey that I'm in, this loneliness or these situations that I may be facing, I don't know what God has in store the next day. I don't know what the next plan is, but he's bringing me this way for a reason. There are things we face things for a reason. And as he says, for his name's sake, and then also in my Bible, my study Bible, it says, he restoreth my soul. It's got the breakdown of that one, the word restoreth, as brings back. He brings back my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness, which is his direction and his willingness. And then as we get into this trauma thing that's been on my heart and this loneliness, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Who? The Lord, my shepherd. For thou art with me. And he says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And there's been a lot of messages about the rod and the staff. You know, the staff, you think of a shepherd with his hook. The rod is a weapon. So he's actually protecting us, guiding us in everything that we do. He says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That comfort comes from moving away those things that come against me or bringing me through those situations. That staff is just to guide me in the direction he wants me to go in. But the strong arm of the Lord, the right arm, as Jesus says, and he stands there at the right arm of God, but with that rod, he's able to protect and to put us in situations. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Think about that. No matter what, again, I say this a lot, and y'all forgive me. You could go back and probably repeat the same words, but whatever we're facing, whatever we're going through, that loneliness or that turmoil, and I'm going to say fear that's come into that. I'm putting those words together, loneliness and fear. But in front of my enemy, anything coming against me, he's preparing a table for me and for us, for you. And then it also says, thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. You know, we talk about our blessings. You know, we sing a song, fill it up, Lord, and just let him pour his blessings out on us. Our blessings are so strong that if we just allow, just let God just pour his blessings out on us, no matter what's going on, no matter what the situation is, know who holds our future and our life in his hands, who holds this world in his hand. It's the Almighty God. And through his love for us, he gave us Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, in everything that we do. But my cup runneth over. When you could say to someone, and Brother Eddie sings the song about the man that's in his deathbed at that time, and he raises up and praises the Lord because he knows where his glory is. And that's what we're celebrating. Then it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. So that means that same protection, that same rod, that staff, that same Lord. And then it says, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I won't be lonely. I won't be fearful. I won't have to be challenged by these things that come against us. I've been told by my beautiful wife that if I would turn off some of that stuff I got the habit of flipping over to, all that talk radio, as my sons call it. He said, Dad, you're getting old. You got talk radio on every time we get in your car. And my oldest one finally admitted it, 40, whatever, I'm not old enough to have a 46-year-old. But he finally admitted he's starting to listen to it. And I said, well, don't let it rub off on you. You don't need to hear this stuff. But he's promised, no matter what's going on, that we're going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So what have we got to do? Why is this such a struggle for me? Why are there times I let myself allow this without? But when I get back into the Word and I read God's Word and I understand who He is and everything that He's provided for me, those blessings come back up and you're reminded of so many times of what God has done in my life. And I know I say it a lot. Some of y'all know the story of my walk since even I've been at this church, thinking you're at the right career and then all of a sudden being told it's not personal, but we're going to let you go. And all of a sudden you're struggling. Even though you were praying for a better thing so you could spend more time at church and spend more time with the family, the hardest thing to do is to accept it. This loneliness that we go through and these situations that we go through, it's not to be scornful. I just want to be humble enough. I never look down on anyone or anybody. I want to pray with them. I want to lift them up if I do anything. I want those blessings that God's given me to share with everyone else. If it's just a smile, if it's just a friendly word, if it's a handshake, or maybe helping somebody up, maybe all you got in your pocket's a dollar and you drop it in the cup. That's between them and God. If the Lord gives you that discernment and says, we're going to help, we're going to direct, we're going to do what we can. But Psalms 23 is so powerful. But when he says, I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever, no matter what situation. But I want you real quick, and I don't want to eat this time up. I don't want to go too fast either. Kick over to Romans 8. Very familiar again, we're going to read. Loneliness. And if you could ask me, and when I figure it out, where God's taken me, and I believe this scripture is that the staircase to go to it. You know, there are times that we pray and ask for God to show us something. There are times we pray and ask the Lord to strengthen us or bring us through. We really don't know what He's preparing us for or how He's making us stronger for the next situation that we go through in life. But we're going to go to Romans 8, some very familiar, 38 and 39. Now, you can read all through Romans 8. There's so many good things. But I'm going to read it first, 38 and 39. Or we'll go back to 37. And we're talking about our shepherd. We're talking about God, how He brings us through. And most of y'all can probably quote this, but 37, it says, nay, all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. No matter what we're going through. And I don't like to pick and choose, but as we read the chapter, and it says so many other things, it says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That loneliness, those situations, if we can, in our studies and in our private time, in our prayers, let the Lord work, you know, just let Him work in us. Let Him put His Word in us. Maybe it's just to encourage us. Maybe I'm going through a struggle and He just says, the Lord's my shepherd. Or he says, comes right back, it says that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depths, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Just that part, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's because God loved us enough to send Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Our salvational walk, when the Word went forth, and we were able to hear the Word, and we were able to have faith and know that there is a God, that He created all things, and that He gave us His Son who walked on this earth, and that He also gave up His life as a sin debt that He paid for us. That faith that we have, that wonderful salvation walk that we have, that we can sing the Redeemer, we can sing Washed by the Blood, we can sing these beautiful songs and know, but that we know that there's nor heights nor depths nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, I thought about it. Now, I mentioned it last week when we run. when I ran, when I did some of those races and all, I'm a little wounded right now, so I'm not able to do it. But God's got that under control too. And we're going to get back out there. But I think about the things that you do, shed in your pockets, you know, like when you hurt, you got a pain. First thing you're going to do, especially for me, I take that, it's that left hip, so I take that phone off. And it feels like you're just getting that off of you. Or maybe don't move the wallet from your left back pocket to your right back pocket. Do those things to kind of take that pain away. But that's just physically, that's me. But when I think about this power that God has, and through my Savior, Jesus Christ, and all that He's going to do, and know that He's preparing a place for me, no matter what these struggles are, no matter what we go through, knowing that He is our Lord and Savior, that He is right there for us, we're not going to be separated from Him. You know, you hear stories of big fires, and then you see a church standing there, and maybe the steeple's left, or maybe the main Bible that was sitting in front of the podium was left, or maybe there's a special things that happen in a storm, or even a tornado just jump and completely miss a church. That doesn't mean if another church is damaged, there's any issues. I'm not saying that, but I believe that's a sign from God that I can control these things. What did He say to the disciples? Where's your faith? He just looked at the storm and said, peace be still. And I love what I was told recently. I've always put those three words together. Now, y'all all know this. I'm a slow learner. But it's peace be still. I always put it as three continuous words. The first thing was peace. And He's talking to those in the ship with Him. And then the next two words to the storm was be still. That's my Lord. That's my shepherd. That's the one who's going to bring me to green pastures. He's going to put me by still waters. He's going to restore my soul. He's going to walk me when I can't walk myself. He's going to pick me up and carry me. I love that we've got it on our bedroom wall about the footprints in the sand. I love that. That when you look back and you feel like you're struggling, say, well, Lord, where are you? I only see one footprints. And that's when He says, that's when I was carrying you. I don't know what God has in store, except by faith in Him. But I know He holds tomorrow in His hand. He holds my future in His hand. He has our family, our children, our grandchildren. He's got so many things going right now that we can just release to Him. One thing that He gives us that honor to do is that's gathering His house together. That we can worship together. We can pray together. We can support each other. He's blessed like this church. Look at how blessed it is. Brother Eddie talks about the Rockmart Church. And then they talk about the little church out back, the first building they had here. I guess I feel like walking in that Rockmart Church, and I'm just using it as an example because I've heard a lot about it. I've been in my grandmother's church back in the day and stuff like that, but I could imagine a little small church, just like when you're up in Cades Cove or in the mountains and you go in a little church. When you walk in there, do you not feel that presence? Do you not realize how many prayers have gone up? How many souls were touched? It may just be that seed was planted or cultivated or watered. But when you go in those churches and you just kind of feel it, I think of the Rockmont Church the same way. I can imagine just all the preaching that went on. The little church in the back, I remember when we first started here, it was still there. And then they had the parsonage beside it, part of it. Just like this church here. I want the generations to come to know that this is God's house. No matter what goes forth, the shepherd, our Lord and Savior, His presence is not just here, but it is holy. And I know this is not a long message tonight, and I just wanted to mean this, but just to let you know, I had to find, the loneliness was easy. That was just in my heart and in my mind. It just kept, I guess I'm seeing in my mind sunken eyes, a drawn face, a struggle. And I feel like there are those that are struggling now. Whether you're watching online or you're in the congregation tonight or maybe somebody we're going to run into. But that loneliness cannot last if we have the Comforter and we have Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, because He's our comfort. We have to go to His Word. When I started reading Psalms, and I read it over and over and over again this afternoon when I got in, and then I had looked at Romans and I did some reference, and then when this popped up, I just knew I had to read it. Just like up in 31 of Romans 8, I knew there was another one there. It says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Does that take away my sorrow, my flesh? But I should be strengthened on the inside. If we just keep filling ourselves with the Lord and just let Him keep building us up, and then when these attacks come against us, we'll just let His Spirit and His Word and everything that He has for us just be released into our life, our mind. It's almost like, I used to joke, I don't drink sweet tea anymore, but I used to say, man, everything's good with sweet tea. Now it's unsweet tea, but still, everything's good with iced tea. I just say iced tea. But my life is great with God and with Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Now, I know it's a short message tonight. As I said a minute ago, I don't want to tarry, and I don't mind repeating the Lord's Word, but think about that. I'm going to read 38 and 39 one more time. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, that means now or the future, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. If y'all would just stand. I'm very honored when I have the opportunity to stand here with you, but I want y'all, if you would, just take a moment. Know that your life, when you give it to God, is His. And it is the direction we go. We want to be directed by Him. And those things that come against us, God's greater than anything else that comes against us. No matter what sin, no matter what sorrow, no matter what fears, I said those loneliness, which I put into that whole category because it's a very lonely time when we're fearful and struggling. But to know that no matter what comes against us will not take us away from the love of God. We have free will, and we need the Lord to do us. But as we prepare to close this sermon, know that this altar is open, but if there's anyone, just if you would just bow your heads and close your eyes. If there's anyone that needs prayer or strengthening, know this altar's open. Please feel free to come up. But if you would, just raise your hand. Those watching online, yes, God sees. He knows. Yes, He does. And we're going to join together in prayer. And then we're going to have a prayer right up here, too. We just want to touch each one. No, that's perfect.
Thank you. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, let it be done. Glorify your name. In Jesus' name we ask.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the way to do it.
Without any
praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. And again, thank you for your, for just thank the Lord, and thank you for your willingness to be out on a Wednesday night. For those of you watching online, again, we just thank each and every one of you. If you have a prayer request, if you hadn't already, put it in the comments section. And we're just going to just expect a lot from God. We know that He's going to fill those empty voids. We know that if we allow Him, He's going to open those doors where we need them open. He's going to protect those that need protection. And I just, if y'all would just pray with me. Like I said, that word of loneliness has just rustled in my head this week. So if y'all would, just continue to pray with me for those that, not only that need the touch, but those that are lost. Amen. That they'll know Jesus. And with this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. All hearts and minds clear. All right. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you. Lord, we thank you again for your word, dear Lord. Thank you for your comfort. Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, just for loving us. Lord, as we prepare to depart, dear Lord, now we ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back our appointed time, dear Lord. We thank you for the teen class and your blessings on them and the young people as they have their activities and their Bible studies and their drama team. Dear Lord, there's so much going on right now, dear Lord. May we seek you first. Lord, not get distracted by worldly things, but, dear Lord, put our mind on you. Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says... Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Y'all have a wonderful rest of the week.